right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined today by Wanda Piety. I'll be bringing her up in a few moments here. She's returning to give us an update on the activities going on. They get a protest coming up in D.C. There's the trucker rally that's going to be coming up. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have her on again next week. We're going to be getting blow-by-blow updates on the progress of what's going on. She'll be joined with one of the truckers, too, that's going to be participating, so that'll be really good next week. Today she'll be coming on alone just to tell us about what's happening in D.C. And how you can participate and help out with this, guys. A very worthy cause, something that affects us all. This isn't just pertaining to truckers. It happens to be truckers primarily that are partaking in it, but what they're fighting against is something that is going to ruin all our lives. So we all do well to help out in any way we can. In fact, it's not limited to truckers being there for the rally. Anybody can go. And I hope a great many people will go besides just truckers. They're protesting the Pan American Union, this fraudulent or North American Union, whichever you call it. It's been called both. This thing has got to be stopped, folks, or it's over. This is essentially, it constitutes the final act of pushing us off the cliff, really. It's the end of our sovereignty, the end of our Constitution, the end of our independence. It's the end of our everything. You know, our jobs, our livelihood, everything that we have held dear. This is the total dismantling of this country and the setting up of the New World Order. This is all designed only in the interests of a small group of scoundrelous, parasitical individuals that have been sucking off of this country. And as if they haven't sucked enough, this is going to enable them to suck even more and drain what little is left of this country. It's just sickening and repulsive what they're pawning off on us as legitimate government, passing legitimate bills and policies for legitimate purposes. There's nothing legitimate about it. It's illegal, it's fraudulent, it's criminal, it's treasonous. Anyway, so we'll be talking about that shortly. First, just a reminder, we're offering the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, here at RBN. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can order through PayPal. It's $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Or you can simply send a check to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's still in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Please note the new address, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 302, number 302, and that's still in Round Rock. And a reminder, folks, the web address for the Truth Hurts radio show is truthhurts.com. You don't need the triple W, just truth, H-E-R-T-Z.com. Welcome people to go there and post. I haven't myself posted anything for several days here. I've been so busy. I need to get on there, and there's been some interesting things happening in the news. I got to post some stuff on there. But, yeah, if you get a chance, do pop in over there and browse through. You can just go to read or to contribute. Also, if you have any comments, suggestions, or gripes, whatever, subjects you want to see covered, guests you'd like to see on, especially if you have contact information for some guests, you can send that to truthhurtsradio at AOL.com. Again, H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio at AOL.com. And that'll come directly to me. And I'd like to hear what you got to say or what you have to share. And I'll tell you about my books once again, how you can get them when we get back, and then I'll be bringing up our guest, Wanda Piety. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, folks, we're back here at Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I just want to remind you my two books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder, are available at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. The best way to find them is simply go there and type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. That way there, the two books, in fact, the four books that I have uploaded will all show up at once. Instead of typing one title in here, one there, you can just get everything up all together that I've written. Well, the ones that I have uploaded, anyway, to this, at this point, I've just got the four. As time goes on, I'll be having more, like my alternative view of the distant past, which I discussed back on Monday. I'll have that up on there before too long. I think you find that interesting as well. Anyway, the New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog, are fully documented, fully referenced, absolute indisputable proof that we are, unfortunately, in the midst of a massive and monstrously evil system for total global domination. And that's what this Pan-American Union fraud is all about, folks. It's taking us ever closer to that age-old dream. As we've been busy going about our daily lives, the powers that be, the illegitimate powers, that is, have been busily orchestrating and conspiring behind the scenes, setting this whole thing up, so that now all of a sudden people are starting to wake up, but let's hope it's not too little too late, because they've been very busily at work behind the scenes. Pretty much all the pieces are in place. So we not only better wake up fast, but we better start getting on our feet and doing something about this, folks. We can't be couch potatoes anymore. Those days are gone. If something is not done, we are going to wind up like Nazi Germany did under Adolf Hitler. And, of course, ultimately, these scoundrels are going to fail. They always do. They're going to fail miserably. But, they get this system set up the way that they're planning, the only way that they'll fail is through an uprising that will result in massive bloodshed, and I certainly hope it doesn't come to that. Let's hope that we can stop this through legal means long before it gets to that point. But I'll tell you now, if we don't, it will get to that point. It will. You can bet on that. This is just the nature of tyranny. They push, they push, they push, they don't stop, they can never get enough. And then it eventually results in absolute despotism. Keep remaining complacent, America. Keep sitting back and drinking your six-packs, watching the football game, or popping your Prozac and watching the soap operas, and eventually, what me and so many others are warning you about is going to happen. You don't have to do a thing. Don't worry. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And you'll see tanks rolling down your streets before too long. Apparently, that's what Americans want, I guess. They're just sitting back, letting these guys get away with this stuff. I think they got that kick me sign on their back. They love the pain, I guess. Wake up or suffer the consequences, folks. That's the bottom line. It's not, we don't have a choice. Anyway, enough of that rant. With no further ado, I want to introduce our guest, Wanda Piety. She's been very active here in mobilizing the trucker rallies and other protests in Washington. And she's here to give us an update, what's going on, and how you can help out in this program. Welcome to the show, Wanda.
Hi, Charles. Thank you once again for having me on.
Glad to have you.
It's been such a busy week, and so much is going on. And, listening to what you just said, you're so unbelievably right about the fact that if we don't become so proactive in the way we approach our day-to-day lives and the way we're approaching our futures, we really won't have futures at all. I mean, America is changing right now, and we can either, move it to change for the better, or we can be complacent and apathetic and allow others to change it in whatever direction they want. I mean, this is a rude awakening. And, every talk show host so many talk show hosts that never used to talk about, I shouldn't say every, but many talk show hosts that never used to talk about 9/11 or the immigration, problem, tragedy that's happening in America, or any of those other types of things. It seems like now that's all they do talk about. I mean, even guys like Rush Limbaugh, who are so whacked out of their minds, in supporting all the negative stuff. For the first time in absolutely years, he's now, talking about not just 9/11, but also the immigration issue, and that's all. Half his show is just nothing but that, because I think they're all.
Has he really? I didn't know
that. Oh yeah, I think that they're desperate there, because they know what they've done. They know that they've done everything in their power, basically, to move this movement forward, and now they see what's happening, and that
ratings. He's got to do something to gain them back.
Yeah, and that their lives are going to be adversely impacted by this, not just ours.
Yeah, that's the thing. They are. I mean, they might be getting paid well, but I think they're starting to realize, hey, wait a minute, pay or not, look where this is going. This is going to ruin my life, my kids' lives. What kind of world am I going to be living in here,
That's right. That's right. And, there's once it happens, there's no way to take it back. It's a done deal. And, at that point, it would be major war, and the only difference between, let's say now and back in 1776 when the colonists went to war, is that, we weren't an occupied force. I mean, we were being run by England, and we were moderately occupied, but you know, today, I mean, we have an entire infrastructure set up that is you know, setting itself up to be antithetical to what it is that we stand for as a nation and as a people, and, you know, from what our forefathers set up back in 1776. And, you know, if we, it's not set up to be antithetical necessarily, but that's the direction that they're trying to push it, so that our own army, our own government will stand against us rather than with us and for us.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they began back in the early 90s. They were giving questionnaires out to new recruits in the Army and other armed services divisions. They were asking them, you know, would you be willing, if called upon to do so, to shoot at Americans who don't comply with, say, and they gave the example, gun confiscation laws. So, you know, upon recruitment, it's obvious that they want to see who's going to play ball with them and who isn't. If you're not going to play ball, they'll send you overseas, apparently. If you play ball, okay, we'll keep you over here, and, you know, if we need you, we'll call upon you to do that.
Wow, I wasn't even aware of that. I mean, when did they start doing that?
That's
amazing.
Yeah, beginning at least in 1994, if not before then, but I know for sure in 1994 they were giving recruits at the 29 Palms Marine Base in San Diego and several other Army bases as well around the country. They were asking new recruits this.
Wow. Gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I have the thing on file right here. In fact, the woman who first brought this out, made it known publicly, was she was in the Army herself, Linda Thompson. She produced a video called America Under Siege, and that was just a shocker when that came out. And, you know, she had talked with several Marines and, you know, Army personnel, and they confirmed that, yeah, this was going. In fact, 29 Palms Base confirmed that they were doing it. They didn't deny it.
Well, I do know that when we did the first rally on one of the days of the rally, I was on the air with Drew Raines, and he has a show called A Marine's Disquisition, and he broadcasts all over the world to all the military bases, and we had guys in Iraq and Korea and all over the place listening to the show, and they were texting him while we were talking, and because that's the way that they can't call in to talk on the show, but they can text message him. And they were texting him saying that, you know, good for us and what we were doing, and thank you for getting the information out to them, because they don't know what's going on here in America. They only get what they're being told. And that if they didn't have to be over there fighting for our freedoms there, they would be over here fighting for America to save our country.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really... I mean, it was wonderful to hear, because, I've wondered, too, myself, you know, what would the military, you know, where do they stand in all of this, and how will they support us, or will they be against us when, you know, push comes to shove? And, you know, if a military general gives the order, you know, will they blindly follow that order and destroy Americans, or will they, will they go against it?
Unfortunately, there are those who are like that. They'll just follow orders, just like in Nazi Germany, you know, which was just taking orders. But at the same time, there are those who are not going to go along, and they know this. That's why I think one of the reasons they haven't, you know, pulled the rug out from under us yet, because they know this. There is a actually pretty substantial opposition movement within the Pentagon. There's a person, Don DeGrandpree. I don't know if you heard of him. He used to be a Pentagon official himself. He still has connections in the Pentagon, and he's been told that, you know, they're just biting their tongue. And if things, you know, they push too much too far, that, you know, there could very well be a coup.
Wow.
Now, that could be that could be a scary thing, too. That might not be a good, you know, we could still wind up with a tyrannical government, just not one run by Bush. You know what I'm saying? That might. But
yeah.
Nevertheless, though, there's a lot of people in the military that do not like what's going on. They see it for what it is, and they're just hoping it blows over. I hope it does, too. I mean, I hope we don't have to go to that. I hope we can turn this around through peaceful means, but I don't know, boy, the way it's going. It's pretty scary. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Wanda Piety.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
And welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We have Wanda Piety on as our guest, coordinator of the upcoming trucker rally. We're going to be talking about that in detail in a moment here, but I want to go to our caller. We've got Roger in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to throw in this bit of a disclaimer on that, and y'all do such a great job here on RBN. I rarely, thankfully, am so motivated to do. But on the 29 Palms survey of those Marines, I believe it was, that was not a quote-unquote official survey. Rather, it was this one officer who is pursuing his doctorate or whatever in psychology or whatever, cooked up and did that survey on his own, or so he said several weeks later when he was interviewed. Now, that does not make, of course, the results, the rather high percentages, was it 30-40% of Marines that said they'd be willing to shoot at Americans to take their guns, etc., or for other similar related purposes, and that does not render any less disturbing that those results were no doubt reviewed by our Illuminati one-worlder burger elites in formulating policy.
Well, it was also given to Army, Special Forces recruits as well, several around the country, several bases.
Yeah, and but I think, it, so far as I know, it was all done just by this single officer, independently of any direction from any military telling him to do so. And now, as far as the officer's motivation, he apparently, or I think, stated that he wasn't looking forward to you know, any particular results to that survey either. But he was, if we accept him at his word, just trying to get a pulse on what, you know, the military could or would be complicit in doing. So anyway, that
Yeah, no, I appreciate the comments. But, you know, it's typical of their kind of mentality. I mean, I know we know that the FBI had sent out memos just a few years ago after 9/11 identifying symptoms to watch for, to, you know, to tell if there's terrorist activity. And one of the things they mentioned was people who have strong affinity toward the Constitution.
Yes. I took an interesting caveat, or not caveat so much, but a part of this may... have gone into the formulation of policy now where there's going to be increasing efforts to shift National Guards and or foreign militaries. In other words, you can get a Czechoslovakian to shoot a Texan, and you might be able to get somebody from Vermont to shoot somebody in New Mexico. But it's a little more difficult to get a New Mexican National Guardsman to shoot a New Mexican. So we understand the claimed powers of, what is it, Patriot Act and or other totally unconstitutional acts will be used to shift guardsmen into states to do their dirty work that they couldn't do, wouldn't be able to make do in their own states.
Right. It's pretty scary, Wanda, isn't it? By the way, are you aware, Wanda, what's going up in New Hampshire, what has been going on up there with this Ed Brown case?
No. Oh, yes, I have. That is unbelievable what they're doing to him. Unbelievable.
Yep.
I heard that someone actually, a friend of theirs, was walking their dog the other day, and that he was attacked by something like 30 SWAT guys that came in and tried. They thought that it was Ed Brown, and they were going to arrest him. And
yeah, they fired, I don't know, apparently warning shots. Or maybe they're just bad aims, I don't know. But, yeah, they fired shots in the guy's direction.
Yeah, and the situation with Ed Brown is an excellent opportunity. We're not doing near enough, the listeners here at RBN, to use that opportunity to promote Ed Brown's show, listen to him live, et cetera, and to jointly plug RBN in the bargain. It's easy to push even on these... Clear Channel slop stations, and God bless y'all.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, I'm not even, isn't this awful? I'm not even aware of it. His show came on after mine. I didn't even realize. I'm wondering if it's back up and running as of yet. I don't know, because they cut his phone lines. Apparently, they put them back on intermittently when they want to communicate with him. It's just all psychological warfare. They cut off. Oh, okay. Hello? I just got word from the studio that they are using cell phones, so that he is able to communicate. But you know, the landline, of course, you know, he can't call at will because they got the thing cut off. I guess his power has been cut off too. I don't know if he's operating a generator, you know, like to charge his cell phone, but it's just unbelievable, folks. This is absolutely, I mean, they're treating this guy like he's some mass murderer or something. Okay, he does have a generator, yeah, so that's what he's doing. He's charging his phone. So, you know, they're not so easily able to, that's great, folks. I tell you, everybody should have a generator, because this is what we're headed for. You know, they're going to be doing Wacos and Ruby Ridges and, Ed Brown fiascos all over the country if we don't smarten up and put these guys in their place. They're getting very arrogant. This is just like the stuff Nazi Germany used to do. Right here in the great old home of the land of the fee and home of the slave. That's what we've become, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Wanda Piety.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, munching on some, wow, these are good. My daughter made me some chocolate chip cookies. Wow. These really are good, I'm telling you. I could not compete with her. Anyway, heck, I can't even make a toast without burning it, but never mind cookies. She's only 8 years old, and she's, I tell you. Anyway, so, yeah, I wanted to mention, Wanda, this is interesting. I don't know if you knew this. I just found this out myself. But George Norrie had was talking about this issue with Ed Brown. And, you know, he has a listenership of several million people, actually about 20 million, I believe. And, you know, that you could consider that mainstream news, really. I mean, with an audience of that size. And he was very skeptical of, you know, the government's treatment of this guy. And he even said, well, I'll tell you, he says, if the IRS is illegally imposing this tax on us, he says, I want a refund. You got to commend this guy. Like you said, you know, a lot of people are coming out, even, you know, in the mainstream. I mean, look at... on CNN there, Lou Dobbs. That's impressive. You know, he's been very vocal. In fact, the only person really I know of in mainstream, I mean, big, big media, to talk about this Pan-American Union thing. Are you there, Wanda?
Yes, I am. I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to give this guy credit, Lou Dobbs. I don't think there's one show that goes by where he's not harping on this.
I know. I actually just saw last night Glenn Beck, and I can't think of the comedian's name, but he's pretty popular. They were talking about Lou Dobbs for president, and which is, I mean, they were just, I don't know if they were, I think facetiously joking, because I think in some ways they wish that they could put somebody like that, you know, in the office in the White House, because at least he's got our best interests at heart, and he sees himself as one of us, not one of them. And
well, we got Ron Paul running. Let's hope that goes somewhere.
You know, the problem, there's a huge problem happening right now in America. You know, the New Hampshire primary that just happened, they pretty much cut him right out of that entire debate. I mean, they asked him, I think, what was it, two questions or three questions maybe? And then, you know, and then they just cut away. And, you know, all the polls that are coming out that are clearly showing that he has won the polls, they're not being reported that he's won the polls. Unless you actually log on and look for yourself, what they're saying is that Rudy Giuliani or some of these other people are the clear winners, and it's just not the truth. I mean, he won the MSNBC poll by some 20 points, and then the CNN poll, it was the same thing. I think it was about 18 or 19 points, but I mean, he's clearly been the winner in both the debates, the first two debates, and this third debate. They just kept him out of it because they didn't want that type of public reaction, because any time he's given the opportunity to speak and the truth comes out, people know when the truth is being spoken. They know it just resonates, you know, to the core of your being. And, you know, even Democrats, who was it? It was another talk show host that said that he had heard Ron Paul and that he was completely convinced that this was the man to run our country. And he, oh God, who was it? I'm trying to think, a very, very famous person. But and he's always out there spewing and spouting off about this, that, and the next thing. But
Not Keith Olbermann.
No, it wasn't Keith Olbermann. It was someone like that, though. I'll remember who it was, but before the end of the show. But, you know, I had an idea, an epiphany the other day, that we should start bombarding all of the candidates that are running for president that are, like, really down in the polls and demand that they get behind Ron Paul, because that's the person that America really wants to run for president, and start bombarding, you know, the media, you know, New York Times and L.A. Times and Washington Post and all these, you know, big magazines and newspapers, and just letting them know that this is how we feel as a nation of people. Because, you know, when out of you know, 100,000 people that polled in on the MSNBC poll, you know, 42%, I think that's where he finally settled down at, it was 42% of the American people wanted him for president, you know, over Rudy Giuliani, which I think was 20-some percent. He was clearly 20 points behind him.
Well, I saw MSNBC did a poll, and Ron Paul got 61% support. Giuliani was the next in line with only 10%, and yet they had the nerve 2 days later. I mean, they really think the public is just totally stupid.
Yeah.
But they come out with an analysis of the debates 2 days later, and they said that Giuliani was number one, and Ron Paul was at the bottom.
Yep.
Contradicting their own poll that they did 2 days earlier.
Right. I know, that's what I'm talking about. That they're just lying about it.
Yeah. Bold-faced. I mean, it's... we don't just need to remove these scoundrels in office and bring them before a grand jury. We need to remove the media liars. You know, these people are every bit as complicit as the scoundrels in Washington themselves that are pulling these scams, you know?
Right.
The watchdogs.
Exactly.
It's just madness. You know, I wanted to ask you, though, about Limbaugh. You blew me away. So he's talking about 9/11. In what sense? I mean, what is he saying about 9/11 now? Is he questioning the official story? I'm going to fall out of my seat.
Basically, no. When he's talking about 9/11... He's now saying, he's basically not making any kind of comments, you know, for himself, saying that he believes that 9/11, you know, was something that was masterminded by our government. He's still denying that, but what he's doing now, which he hasn't done before in the past, is reporting on the growing number of people that truly do believe that 9/11 was a plot against this country that was masterminded by our government, and that it's a part of the takeover of this country. And you know, the one thing in the past, whenever somebody would call in, he would immediately discredit them. He would immediately make them sound like they were just fools. But now the tone has changed to where he is actually, it almost sounds like he's thinking about it. You know, God, could this really be the truth? Because, you know, when he looks at everything George Bush is doing with amnesty and how he's pushing that forward and how it is so treasonous and how it is so so against everything that we stand for as a nation of people in this country and our laws, you know, our rule of law, there's no way to explain it away rationally. You can't. You can't explain 9/11 away rationally when you look at everything else George Bush is doing. And, you know, I think that all the talk show hosts, even Hannity and Combs, I mean, Sean Hannity, who is such a, I can't even say the words of what a freak that guy. They all are.
Sure.
You know, they're liars and they're scumbags and they're so destructive to the real fabric of what this country is all about, you know, that, you know, even they sometimes are, you know, when I'll flip on, you know, sort of just to get the temperature of what's going on out there, and I'll flip back and forth and listen throughout the day as I work, and I'm surprised sometimes by the things that they're saying, and I don't know if it's because, you know, so many people they're getting so much backlash from, you know, their listeners as to, you know, how stupid they're being for not getting on board with the truth, or if it's because they're actually feeling, you know, something, you know, personally is happening to them and they're feeling it personally. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I just know that we as Americans, we need to just, we can't sit idly by. You know, we have to really be proactive, and like you said, you know, are you just going to sit around watching your game, or are you going to get on online or on your phone and start making phone calls and talking to these congressmen and senators and telling them exactly what you think and how you feel? Because, you know, it's, you know, your life may be half over, but your children's are just starting, and what are we leaving them? Nothing. If we don't do something to correct this, we're leaving them with nothing. In fact, their lives are going to be close to Auschwitz.
Well, we're leaving with something, all right. We're leaving them with a bequeathed debt that's unpayable and enslavement under a tyrannical system, you know, if we don't do something about this. I always like to raise this point, you know, to ask people, would you sell your kids into slavery? And let's hope that 99.99% would say no. I'm sure there's some who would. But, you know, the whopping majority of people obviously would never do that. But in a sense, that is what we're doing. To sit back and allow this to happen, it's literally you're selling your kids into slavery.
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, if people don't care about their own selves, fine. But let's hope you care about your kids. Do something for them. But my gosh, to just sit back and not do anything. This country needs a slap upside the head. Look what's happened. All the warning signs are there. It's Nazi Germany all over again. The only thing missing is the little cute mustache under Bush's nose and the swastika on his shoulder. But other than that, all the symptoms are there. Everything is there. In fact, what he's done to this country is even worse than what Hitler did in Nazi Germany. At least Hitler built up the economy, you know. This guy is stripping our economy dry.
Yes. Did you happen to, have you heard anything at all about, it's a guy, I forget, I'm going to try and remember his name right now, because we're now kind of getting off subject here, but he wrote an article, actually he's been doing research for the past 20 years on the Bush family and the Walker family and where they came from and who they really are, and he has concluded that George Herbert Walker Bush is really, his real name is George Herbert Walker Scherf.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Yeah, and, He basically said that he's an ex-Nazi. He was sent over here right after World War II, you know, the downfall of Nazi Germany. He was sent over here, and that his son, actually George Herbert Walker Scherf, Sr., his son is George Herbert Walker Bush Scherf, and he was the 41st president. Now, his grandson, which is George Walker Bush, is also a Scherf, and he is now completely implementing. And I mean, it's all just a byproduct of the Nazi, what the Nazis left behind in Germany. They brought it here to America.
It's not Webster Topley, is it, the guy?
No, his last name starts with an N, and I'm trying to look. I've got an email here from, we just did a conference call with him yesterday, and who wrote it, and I'm trying to find that email so that
he's not American, right? I was talking with somebody about this the other day, and I can't for the life of me remember who it was. But, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, look at, Granddaddy Bush, Prescott, you know, he had big-time connections with the Nazi regime. In fact, he was the single biggest American financier of Hitler, and he was working in cahoots with IG Farben, which, of course, later became Bayer Aspirin. But he was a major funder. Bush itself, is a German name, of course.
But Prescott Bush, the Bush name was made up, according to this this guy. The Bush name was made up. It's not even a real name, and that
Everything else is made up by these people. So why?
Yeah,
not?
And over
they
the
lie about everything.
And over the course of George Herbert Walker Bush's presidency, he was asked over three times, you know, what was his date of birth and where was he born, and all three times he changed the date of his birth and the place of his birth. What American president does that? I mean, most of this stuff is completely documented, and it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, his grandfather, of course, traveled back and forth to Germany all the time. He probably was actually originally from Germany. The father, you know, the grandfather, I should say.
Yes.
Then moved over here. Yeah, that would certainly make sense. Unbelievable. Well, they're big-time Bohemians. That grew out of a German cult, you know, the Bohemian Grove. I'm sure you heard of that.
Yes.
Some scary stuff, too, boy. Most Americans have still yet to even hear of this. Skull and Bones was something that was swept under the rug only in recent years. You know, they came out with the movie, Skulls?
Yeah.
Or Bones or whatever it was.
I think it was called The Skulls, yeah.
Yeah, and that brought attention to this, you know, people don't laugh anymore now and call you crazy. They know it exists. But Bohemian is still under the radar. Most people never heard of it, have no idea what it's about, and certainly not what goes on there, but very, very scary stuff. People need to wake up and realize, you know, it's hard enough to get people to understand that our government is corrupt and comprised of a bunch of criminals, mass murdering, lying thieves, but to get them to realize that they're into this dark, evil, foreboding, ritualistic religion, this cult, that's another ball game right there. You know, but they are. They really are. And you don't have to be religious-minded to recognize that this is, you know, people know Anton LaVey existed. He's dead now, of course, but they don't deny that he was real and that he was a fruitcake and not someone you want to have over for your family picnic, you know. But his kind of ideology and religion is what these guys are embracing. It's the same thing. The black arts, if you will, this dark, evil, foreboding. I mean, let's face it, they gather around a fire and I didn't want to get off on this tangent. I don't know how we got off on this. But it's true. They do this, right? They actually have these ceremonies where they throw supposedly an effigy of a person into a fire. They're burning this effigy as a sacrifice to this 40-foot statue of an owl. And this is publicly documented. It's, you know, you can confirm this. This is not some paranoid theory that, you know, they do this stuff. It's freaky. It's like something out of, you know, the old days of Rome, the Roman Empire. Anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I really want to get into, you know, what's going on now with the protests in Washington, the upcoming trucker rally. But before we do that, I guess Roger is calling back from, I think it's Pennsylvania. Roger, you there?
Yeah, thanks again. Yeah, Bush's name, so then he isn't even arbusto or shrub.
Shrub,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I called on this Rush Limbaugh thing. Of course, it would be a mistake to conclude that Rush is even just acknowledging those numbers who believe it was basically cooked. Of course, it's merely Rush sensing his considerable loss of listeners.
Yeah, that's
what
I was thinking.
I agree.
Tell you what, hold the thought. We're going to go for a break, and we'll pick it up right from there when we get back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Wanda Piety on as our guest. Yeah, just before the break, Roger, you were talking about, and I agree, and Wanda agrees as well. I think that's most likely what we're dealing with here. These aren't creatures of conscience. Mr. Limbaugh's talk of 9/11, or at least being more open, most definitely must stem from his desire to bring his ratings back up. They're all losing. I mean, you know, yeah. Bill O'Reilly has lost a lot of his ratings. Across the board, mainstream media has lost, television media has lost about 60% of their audience the past several years. I wonder why.
Well, there's no real qualitative reason why. You got me. Oh, yeah. You still have me?
Oh, yeah.
There's no real qualitative reason why any of these clear channels, let alone the mom and pop stations, couldn't triple their listenerships by piping in a few RBNs, but that would be anathema. But, you know, Russ Limpjaw is no less dedicated to pushing that exclusively, that simplistic, reductionist, clear channel, imperial American war whoop.
What'd you call him, Limpjaw?
Yeah. Yeah, so no less dedicated to that, but they, if they've been reading their ratings, they know, like, it was Sean Sanity, just in the last year or two, lost some 60% of his listeners. And, you know, it used to be like 6, 8, 10 years ago, you could actually listen to Rust and get some entertainment. But now it's just totally predictable, boring. I mean, like a couple times a year, I'll force myself to suffer through an hour or two just to keep a pulse on the and he really hasn't even done his kook test of 8, 10 years ago now for quite a while. But of course,
you know what amazes me is under Clinton, he actually said a lot of things that made sense. I thought he had some semblance of decency about him, but it was only because, of course, he is playing the left-right game, and you know, he's against the left, so anything Clinton did was evil. But now Bush can do the same things Clinton did on an even more heightened scale, and that's A-OK. You know, he used to blast Clinton for his support of NAFTA and how it's gutting the country out, and then now Bush has got the thing whipped into high gear with the Pan-American Union. Of course, he's not saying a word about it. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you remember like 6, 7 months ago, Glenn Beck stepped outside the box a tiny little bit. And I think that was just to gin up interest for the launch of his new TV show, to get people to think there was going to be some truth uttered there. And he did.
Yeah, and then once he hooks them in, then
he actually alluded to on his TV or the radio or both that he thinks, boy, you know, it wasn't this Ann Coulter. Well, I don't understand Bush's position. You know, this on the illegal alien invasion. You know. Whatever can clear away this big mystery, you know. Does Ann Coulter actually believe that tripe that comes out of her mouth, that she's mystified, that anything but that Bush is a one-worlder burger before or complicit in that before anything? And so, you know, Beck stepped outside the box just to gin up interest in his show with his, well, I think it's deliberate, you know, what Bush is doing. But... And then he went on vacation, had a few guest hosts on to that were a little more outside the box. But he went safely back inside the box in under 2 weeks and has stayed there ever since. Take care of y'all.
Yeah, we got to go to a break. Was that all you had?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your call, man. And stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Wanda Piety.